Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Greetings. My name is Benjamin Jacobs, and this is a mini-sode update thing. So, thanks. Hey, everybody. I know it's been a while. Thank you all so much for sticking with me and continuing to be interested in listening to this, hopefully. I have not wanted it to be this long. As I've said in previous minisodes, basically the house got wrecked, and it's taken this long to deal with the insurance company and contractors and everything. We are still in the hotel room as of time of recording, but as of time of recording, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. So I wanted to do this mini-sode to give everybody an update and where I think we are right now. Before I get to that, I do also particularly want to thank the patrons. I've got a bunch of new patrons during this gap, which is very humbling and nice, and you are all very generous people. I really appreciate it, and it's been totally necessary. I really appreciate everybody not just, you know, cutting me off as I've not done episodes for 5 months. You would be within your rights to do so, but, you know, the money's been really helpful, as always. And so I really appreciate it. You all get a big round of applause. For the new patrons and the people who upped their donations during the gap, I will be giving you a proper regnal name / regnal name update in the next real episode. I didn't want to do it in one of these, you know, mini episodes that no one listens to, because you deserve proper credit. If you upped your donation and then took it down in the last 5 months, totally fine, and you will get the up donation name rather than the down donation name, if that makes any sense. For the benefit of the patrons, I have been working on the ad-free feed on Patreon. It takes about like a minute and a half to do each, to upload each episode to, no, it takes like 5 minutes to do each episode onto the Patreon feed. Partly because I'm going through and like fixing mistakes in the old podcast feed too. Like I misnumbered all the episodes at one point. So, in any case, takes me about, you know, 2 minutes to 5 minutes per episode, so it ends up actually, given how many episodes I have, it actually does take a chunk of time to get through the whole backlog. I have been working on that when I can. I'm going to be working on that today. But anyway, so that's a benefit there, to thank everybody, and particularly the patrons, for sticking with me. Okay, so the house update is that we've got light at the end of the tunnel. The insurance company has said they're going to pay me. We have all the materials we need to fix the house more or less on site. The contractors are saying that they're going to be working on it today, and they say that they're going to be done on Friday, so 3 days from now. I'm skeptical. I am very skeptical. I am pretty much expecting to be in the hotel for another week. But either way, we're going to be starting to move back very soon, hopefully, and then, you know, putting our life back together at that point. Unfortunately, of all the rooms in the house, my office is the one that sort of was the least necessary for life. So every other room sort of got put in line for money first. You know, the kitchen. We need a working kitchen. We need a kitchen we can work with. Same with the bathroom. So, you know, with whatever money's left, that's what went to the stuff in the basement where we work. In any case, I'm not entirely sure how the office is going to come back together after all this. It's probably going to be some kind of temporary arrangement, but be that as it may, I've finished most of the research I need to do for this next episode. I have one more book I want to read, but I'm going to be starting that today. So all of which is to say, pretty much by the end of January, I expect, at this point, to be moved back into the house, to have some kind of office set up in the basement so that I can do recording of some kind. The sound quality may be pretty bad, given that right now it's just a big empty room, and it may still be that way for a little while till we get more money together to finish it. Probably going to be working with some of my neighbors to get that done. But in any case, so that's kind of the plan. Move back in with an office set up by the end of January. By then, the research should be done and the episode should be written. And I am very, very hopeful that I'll have an episode for you by the end of the month. Given all the moving parts here, I can't make any promises, but expect it in that time frame. If not the end of January, then early February. In the meantime, I've dropped one episode on Why Though in this past 5 months, basically to keep myself sane. I've got another one in the works. Basically, Andrew has it, but he's had some issues of his own, including like everyone in his family getting COVID and then losing internet access. So all that is to say, we're gonna have another Why Though shortly, so check the feed for that. That one's gonna be fun because I complain about jam bands. But if you don't, you know, want to go over to Why Though, understand, that's fine. That one's just for me. In any case, that's basically it. So light at the end of the tunnel, finally getting somewhere. Never work with TypTap Insurance. They're terrible. Don't do it. And with that, I think I'm done. All right, I'll hopefully speak to you guys within the next 30 days. Thank you all so much for waiting. I really, really, really appreciate it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.